Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. American tragedy and terror in Las Vegas. Overnight, a gunman opened fire into a crowd enjoying an outdoor country music festival. As concertgoers drank and watched the stage, hundreds of shots rang out. Officials have confirmed at least 58 people dead and more than 500 injured in the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Earlier today, President Trump spoke from the White House.
My fellow Americans, we are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
The president said he'll be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. So here's a quick recap of what we know so far. The first reported shots came just after 10 p.m. local time Sunday night as thousands of people attended the last day of the Route 91 Harvest Festival outside the Mandalay Bay Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. Officials say the gunman shot down onto the crowd from the 32nd floor of the hotel, sending people panicked and running from the grounds. Early Monday morning, police identified the shooter.
His name is Stephen Paddock, last name spelled P-A-D-D-O-C-K, with the date of birth of 4-9 of 1953.
A 64-year-old man from Mesquite, Nevada.
We located numerous firearms within the room that he occupied, and that's, like I stated earlier, it's going to be a long and tedious investigation.
We go now to Sally Ho, reporter for the Associated Press. She's in Las Vegas. Sally, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Sally, you have spoken, I'm sure, with several of the victims and people around Las Vegas after this horrible massacre. What's the reaction been like? What are people saying?
The AP has spoken to tons and tons of people on the streets, who are at the concert, and even in the nearby casinos who, you know, had to witness the people coming in. And frankly, it's very jarring to hear the eyewitness account. There were an estimated 22,000 people who were there enjoying what Vegas does best, which is live entertainment. And the ones we talked to, you know, they described enjoying this outdoor country music festival. It's the third day, the last show at the Route 93 Harvest Festival down on this dirt lot on the far southern end of the Las Vegas Strip. And, you know, they're talking about the music's playing and then it suddenly stops and then it actually even starts up again. And all they hear, you know, they hear this noise of, and this really sits with me, is, you know, they hear, they describe hearing pop, 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 pop. And then they kind of don't know what's going on, kind of surprised. Even the people on stage are surprised. And, you know, some people said it sounded like a bottle breaking or fireworks starting, which, you know, neither would be out of the ordinary for an event like this. But they also described seeing flash, 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 flash coming from when they look up at this golden tower, the Mandalay Bay casino and hotel, and you know, they see these, they're witnessing and sense, you know, experiencing with their senses, their eyes and their ears, that this is coming, that these gunshots are coming from across the street down on them and raining bullets. But they don't really know what's really happening because, you know, they're kind of just enjoying the day and things like that. And then they see people drop dead or bloodied, and that's when it's really, you know, the chaos has kind of set in. Everybody's running out. You see couples wearing cowboy boots and cowboy hats, holding hands, running really in every direction because they probably don't know what's, you know, up from down because it's so such a jarring experience. And you see people confused and crying and shocked and screaming and just a lot of trauma. And all the while, you know, I think they're, when they talk to us, they're looking back and they're grasping themselves as they speak to us that they've just endured the largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
And you're describing a scene of panic and mayhem, Sally Ho, after an event like this. We heard some reports in the panic as people ran onto an airport tarmac or a hangar area, and reports of some people even being trampled in the panic.
This was 22,000 people, and they were more or less caged in. You know, this fenced area, it was created. If you go on a normal, you know, Tuesday night, there's nothing there. This was a open space, create, you know, the stage was built there and things like that. So, you know, there's bound to be a lot of pushing and shoving and trying to figure out. I actually heard from more than one witness who said that it was chaotic, but it was actually fairly organized because, you know, there was just a lot of, I think, shock. People were just, you know, laser focused on finding an exit for themselves and trying to get out. And as far as the airport, I mean, the airport, you can literally probably even see it from this location. It's extremely, extremely close. So it does not surprise me that people would have ended up at the airport or near the airport because there's just not a whole lot of places to go.
Sally Ho, what do we know about the suspect so far? His name, according to police, is Stephen Paddock from Mesquite, Nevada. Do police know anything about his planning, his intent, his motive, or whether he acted alone?
They have not discussed the motive. They do believe he acted alone. They've called him, you know, the primary aggressor and the sole aggressor in this. And I, you know, don't forget, it's been less than 12 hours since this actually happened. But initially, they were looking for a woman who they thought was his roommate in Mesquite. And they considered her a person of interest, but it actually turns out she wasn't even in the country. They've cleared her. As far as his plans, you know, I mean, as intentional as it may appear, we really don't know a whole lot about motive or planning. We know he checked into this hotel as a hotel guest several days ago, last Thursday. And that's not unusual. People coming in for the weekend, you know, starting the weekend early on a Thursday. And that he was found by police, by authorities, dead. They think he killed himself inside the hotel. And he had at least 10 firearms, including rifles. What happened? I mean, he's dead. His brother has spoken out saying he's got no clue what happened. He said the brother has said the family is dumbfounded and just don't have any clue in the world. And because he's dead and gone, I mean, we may never truly know what happened. But, you know, investigators are searching now, and they're eventually, you know, maybe we'll know more, but it's possible we won't ever know all.
Well, Sally Ho with the Associated Press, we'll let you go. I do want to ask you before I do, the president has said he will visit Las Vegas on Wednesday. What kind of environment is he likely to encounter when he gets there?
I think at this point, you know, we have more than 400 people who have been hurt in some way, more than 50 people dead. I think any comfort he can provide to victims and witnesses will be appreciated by the people. I mean, it's don't forget, this is now the worst, largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And there were 22,000 people there and many, many, many thousands more who work in this environment every day, you know, the cocktail waitresses, the bartenders, the bellhops. I mean, this strip is truly the lifeblood of really the entire state. So I think his leadership and how he responds, I think Nevada is waiting for that.
Sally Ho, thank you for joining us and thank you for your reporting there in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Sally Ho is with the Associated Press. Let's turn now to Heather Long, who is with the Washington Post. Heather joined us a little earlier this morning from outside the suspect's home.
Residents here are just really stunned at the beautiful planned community in the mountains, you know, the type of place that has water fountain when you come in and nice landscape rocks and mostly white community. People are just in disbelief. I was in Las Vegas this morning at the corner. I spent the night in a hotel called the New York, one of the MGM Grand properties. I was interviewing victims this morning. A lot of people just total confusion, disbelief. Some people at the concert, a woman told me, 55-year-old woman who got trampled, blood coming off down her knee, said that she, you know, everyone just said that they thought it was fireworks at first. Somebody else said they'd been having trouble all weekend with the sound system, so when the gunshot started, people didn't know what it was. But then it became pretty apparent after about the first 10 shots, the lights all went out, and people just started running. The woman who got trampled said that she looked up at the Mandalay Bay and could see the green light of the gun from the window up there, and that's when, you know, people just really went in every direction.
And the confusion and the panic during an incident like that is certainly understandable. The sun has come up on day two of this tragedy now, Heather Long. You're in Mesquite, the hometown of the suspect. Remind us a little bit about who police think he is, his profile, and what they're doing at his home now.
I mean, they're doing what reporters are doing. They're trying to figure out who this guy is. You know, 64-year-old. My understanding, he was recently on parole. So whether it was a violation of parole to have all these guns with him at the time. So everyone's just trying to get a better sense of who this person is.
That was Heather Long, reporter for The Washington Post, on the ground in Nevada. And you've been calling us with your reaction and your voice after this horrific shooting.
This is Beverly calling from Waukegan, Illinois. I just want to say that with all of these mass shootings, as horrible and as terrible as they are, my heart goes out to all of the victims and their families. But nobody is addressing the real issue. And the real issue is the readily accessible ability of guns. Guns are everywhere in this country. This man had an arsenal in his hotel room.
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Saxton's River, Vermont. And I just wanted to say, in regard to the shooting last night in Las Vegas, that it seems every year or so we break the record for the worst mass shooting in United States history. And when are we going to have the gun laws reflect reality? This is just so pathetic.
Kristen's from Mukilteo. This is so sad. My heart feels heavy for everyone there. I'd like to see this springboard into a discussion on how America will finally address gun regulation, but I know that won't happen. We'll just be stuck witnessing tragedy after tragedy.
Your reactions to last night's tragic events in Las Vegas, you can always call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also join this conversation by visiting our Facebook page. We have a break coming up, and then we'll go back to Puerto Rico to give you the latest on the devastation there. We are staying with that story. So stay with us.